rusted metal Batman.
I just can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
When they took you up in their spaceship, did they do any sexual things to you?
A person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think so, Brain. But me and Pippi Longstocking, I mean, what would the children look like?
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. They're laboratory mice, the king has his spice. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Before each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. They're Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. And Twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy work, they'll overthrow the earth. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Ah!
Your show rocks, but your sound stinks. But that's okay. And I just want to, like, advertise. Yeah, what the hell are you? Alright, yeah, that's it. Bye.
Backslash just threw a processor across the room and bent the shit out of pins. What am I supposed to do? And just find at, B4CKSL@gmail.com. Thanks. Bye.
Yo, this is the abstruse one about a local show. I just wanted to say, support your local music scene.
Fuck you!
See ya.
Yeah, this probably won't be played on the air. But, Michael Graham, this is James Shear. I'm just trying to get a hold of you. If you could give me a call back, 989-732-2940. Thanks. Hope you're doing great, man. Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Droops from over at Infonomicon.org, and I just wanted to give shouts to my friends Bazork and Shetta for their new show, Downwind. Fuck. What is the name of this show? It's, what is it? Under Fire Radio. Just like there's something burning on top of them.
This is Droops.
Dessert.
This is Shada.
And this is Under Fire Radio.
Special edition going on here. Droops is a lazy bastard. Doesn't want to record in Phenomicon. So we're sharing an episode. That, and we're too stupid to have a content to not have a third person on the show to take up room.
Yes, there is, but speaking of third people, I have somebody asking me, the original guest for tonight, if there's going to be an Under Fire Radio tonight.
The original guest? Who is that going to be? Is that what you're saying?
That was, yes. No, he's instant messaging me right now, asking me if there's going to be Under Fire Radio recording tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's cool that he only took 4 fucking days to respond.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't your first choice.
You're welcome.
Well, you were our first choice months ago, but we had asked him first because I hadn't got a chance to actually talk to you other than emails talking about me being a homosexual or something.
That's all right.
I was trying to find an email from you earlier, and I had to Google a Gmail search, and I had to type in Droops homosexual. It came up what I wanted. All right.
That's how everybody searches for everything.
Well, it's the best way to search for everything.
Right, well, we got one new thing going on at underfireradio.com. You can now go to our forums. I know they're useless, but we had a Google group, and I don't really like that very much, so we have a forum now. It's forums.underfireradio.com. So So sign off, post, shit like that, do whatever.
Very
legal. I got a new contest going on, too. I haven't told anybody about this, but here's the deal.
You didn't even tell me.
This is for our female listeners, right? And I do know by now we have at least two. I know for a fact. Right? And the deal is, you'll win a prize. We don't know what the prize is yet. We'll figure that out. If you send a picture of you naked top up, that means with your tit showing, under five on your right tit and radio on your left tit. Picture. Only for advertising purposes, not for winking purposes.
Does it have to show the face?
What? I don't give a shit. But I will, I'm expecting there to be a bunch of Photoshop versions of it. So, I'm going to be having to inspect and make sure it was done. I'm asking, do it with like a Sharpie or a magic marker or something. Something nice and bold. And, you know, it might not wash off. So, you might just have to deal with that. And be up at the bar and shit, you know,
yes.
Flashing your titties and they say under fire radio on them.
But you see, that's the new fashion. Having under fire radio tattooed on your chest, it's very sexy nowadays.
So yeah. These are some classy girls who listen to the show, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a chipmunk that listens to the show.
We do. Would you like to hear her?
Yes, we want the voicemail.
Hold on a second. What was it a 301 or 813? I think it was 301.
813.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. We will listen to Miss Chipmunk then. Hold on. Yes, I'm... Okay.
You sure are off, but your sound stinks. But that's okay. And I just want to, like, advertise. Yes, what the hell are you? Alright, yeah, that's it. Bye.
That was our chipmunk.
Excellent.
Oh, but yeah. We did have a girl play with me on the fire radio. Even though it cut out.
Yes, she cut out.
I'm going to call her later, though.
We have their phone numbers. You are owned.
Because, you see, I'm betting she didn't, you know, off the vert. Call me crazy, but...
You're crazy.
Yeah, I don't think most people listening to your show know how to off the vert.
Hey. We have some of the most elite listeners in the world.
I think pretty much they know how to, like, fill a bong and light it.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's pretty lead, if you ask me.
And you know the bottom of the bong? You know what that is? It's under fire.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So. That's awesome. This is why we have so many bong listeners.
Okay, we didn't really have shit for emails. There's, like, a couple from one dude talking about how our show is cheap quality. And I noticed that she had answered back to him. So why don't you address that one then,
okay.
Mr. Recording Guy?
Okay. And before I do anything else, I just want to let everybody know I'm going to try and get that little sound out the best I can. But Berserk's antenna is fuck sword, so
it fell off.
Yeah.
Did you just get a new phone?
Yeah,
it's new.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna do my best to get that out, but I'm not gonna guarantee anything. But what was I doing? The email. This is from... No, that's not the one. Hold on. Was it the one I responded to?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He says, hey...
As you can tell, we're very smart people.
Oh, yes. I'm in college. Anyway, Daniel, I'm not going to say his last name, but Daniel M. says, hey, why is your sound quality shit? After Istin, E, Daily Source Code, Infonimicon, etc., you guys sound like shit, so please do something about it. Magnum Matrix. And, okay, so I responded with, our sound quality is the way it is, because we can't record like they do at Infonomicon. They use some really screwed up way of doing it, and we frankly don't have the ability to do it like that right now. So we're doing the best we can. And Daniel,
I'm obfuscated for doing such a good job.
Yes, thank you, obfuscated.
This is like one of the best jobs I've ever fucking heard.
This is true. It's very, very good. It's also very, very complicated, but that's beside the point. And you see.
I'm going to need to send that man some brownies or something, some cookies. I don't know.
No, send me brownies, because I'm like the biggest brownie fan in the world. I love brownies. But anyway, send me some and then send him some, because I want them first.
Yeah, he's really good at all that stuff. Doug did a really good job with Lucky on Ben Rev Radio the last 2 weeks. Of course, they're in a studio and sit right next to each other.
This is true. When you're going from Florida to Iowa to wherever you are, it makes it a little harder being, you know, phone quality. And then being on cell phones, so.
And obviously, high-quality cell phones.
Oh, very much.
They come with optional antennas. You know, on the box, where it says features for my phone, one of the features is that it has a dial pad.
Oh, what?
I was like, wow, I can dial phone numbers on my phone. That's neat. And it's going to be bold writing, too.
You know, the phone company has decided optimal bandwidth a long time ago for voice. And they said most people can't hear this range and this, that, and the other. And they don't, like, it's not good sound quality, really, other than just for voice. Like, when you record MP3, like our shows, we can knock them down really low because we're just talking. And, like, RFA, I never understood the music ever because they had knocked the music quality down so low that it just sounded like ass. But it kind of sounded like they were playing it over the phone. I think that worked out really good for them.
It gave it that feel.
That feel of the telephone.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, yeah, we're the first to admit that our sound quality is shit. And trust me, we probably hate it more than any of y'all. But as it is, you know, we don't have some fancy recording studio or someone who sits around and knows all sorts of shit about sound recording. We actually use a method that Infonomicon used around the start of their show. And we got help from that, from Obfuscated. If you've been listening for a while, you know that. But pretty much, I mean, we're doing the best we can for now. If you want us to do better, send us money.
Yes, yes.
I would be a lot more motivated to make this shit sound good. I got paid for it.
I agree.
Not really paid for it, but if it paid for itself, because as it is, you know, we do put out money for it. I know Droops knows how that is, putting out money for a show. There's no return. You don't expect a return. It's just something you do.
See, I get a lot of return for my show. Like, I really enjoy people listening to it. I like going to it and see how many people download it on their podcast and never listen to it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
Well, I enjoy that, too. I'm just saying, like, there's no monetary return. There's, you know, like, we pay out money and things like that. You know, like, I like to do contests, and any contest we do when something is bought and given to somebody, I pay for it.
I've never
actually had to put in a dime. I just pay for it. But that's to, I don't know, I guess you could say enrich the listeners.
We had a contest, and we had all these, Obfuscated told me, no one's ever going to answer all these questions. And he said, man, give them a shirt. If they do, I'll buy them a DVD, this, that, and the other. Well, somebody did answer all his impossible questions. And then they said they didn't want a DVD because they don't really like movies. So I've got to send them 2 shirts.
Yeah, have you sent me my Infonomicon shirt yet?
I have not.
All right. Well, I'm getting it for the right price, so I'm in no hurry.
And speaking of Infonomicon shirts, if anybody wants one, I've got some.
I want one.
All you have to do is pay the $10 I paid for them and then pay for shipping. And nude pictures if your name is Shada. I mean, stuff like that.
Oh, well, if you want those, those come free.
They got to be nude pictures wearing the hat.
Oh, Berserk sent me nude pictures.
I bet you like them very much.
Yeah, I was going to send them some more and make them into a keychain.
Did your wife like them, Droops? I bet she enjoyed them very heavily.
Yeah, she really liked them. I saw her doodling Berserk's name, actually, on a piece of paper today.
It happens.
A little pissed, but, you know, whatever.
I
was all drunk at the bar last night, and I told some girl my name was Berserk. I just forgot. She's like, so what's your name? I'm like, I'm Berserk. She's like, oh, that's a sexy name.
You know, I haven't done that for a while, but back when I was in Vegas, there was a McDonald's that would, like, take your name down because they were always, like, super busy. So every time I'd go in there, it was down on the strip. Every time I'd go in there, you know, have to give them Shada. But I don't think there was a single time they pronounced it right.
You're like, Shredder?
Shredder,
you're right.
When we were in Nashville at Freaknik, we went out to eat at this little restaurant. It was kind of odd. But you wrote down what you wanted on a piece of paper and then gave it to them, and they hollered out your name. And I was with a bunch of people. I didn't really want them to know my name. So I put down Droops. And then the guy cooking the food hollers out, Drops? There's Drops here.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Oh, shit. So
yeah, you two need to go to DEF CON this year, because I'm going.
I'm excited to go, but the problem is I think it's going to be the same weekend as another thing I got to go to on another set. So I really got to make a decision, but I do have somebody offering to come and pick me up and give me a ride there.
Murdoch's?
So, yeah.
Ooh.
Buddy, that's a long drive for you.
Dude, well, he's been to drive from, like, 6 hours. Like, it's, like, 6 hours. Where he lives is 6 hours closer than where I live. But he wants to drive all the way to pick me up and then drive there just so he doesn't have to drive alone. And it's like, dude, all together you're going to be doing, like, you know, 24 more hours of driving. He's like, okay. But he claims he's not going to be drinking.
What?
He claims
he's
not going to
be drinking. If you're a passenger, you just drink all you want, buddy.
Oh, dude, I'm going to be a drunk. I'm probably going to forget to show up at DEF CON. Vegas, all sorts of drunk with escorts and strippers and casinos and trying to find the mojito.
Yes, Droops, you
one of the guys at SchmooCon didn't go to the whole con.
No, I'm serious. I bet I will go and forget to go to the convention.
Like he went and then he went out with like his uncle or something that lived near there, and he came back the next day ready to go to the con, but he had lost his name badge.
Oh.
And they wouldn't let him in anything, so by the time he got a new one, he got drunk again and didn't go to the rest of the con.
See, that's something I'll do. I'm sure. I'll end up just at the hotel, like, drunker and shit with the hookers. I mean, escorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, they got some hot hook, I mean, escorts out there. I've seen
my dad and I drove through, Las Vegas. Or Nevada, a long time ago. And right when we crossed the state line, there was this place called the Cottontail Ranch.
Yep.
And I was a dork. I didn't know. Dad was like, what do you think that is? I'm like, a dude ranch? I don't know. And he's like, no, no. That's where the women give you pleasure.
You know,
I never left Las Vegas on the road. So.
We drove down the strip. He didn't want to stop. We had, like, lunch at Shoney's or something.
That's the only time I've been to Vegas. We drove through and it was like, well, there's Vegas.
Vegas is
where
great
goes
city.
Vegas.
That is
Let's
a
go.
Great city.
Anyway, so y'all got some content for your radio show?
Some
of
content?
Course we do. I have a news story.
Did you? I thought about it. I got a news story I can do by memory. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything to do with technology.
Well, who cares about technology anymore anyway?
All right, well, I'll go off of memory.
Okay.
Today, Kraft Foods International, or might be incorporated in or something, but today they decided to put a full halt on a new line of candy that they're issuing that was called Roadkill. It was candy in the shape of dead animals that have been killed by vehicles. They were going to release it sometime in the next couple weeks. The animal rights activists in New Jersey started protesting against it. Kraft Foods said in reply that they really do care what their eaters or, I don't know, their customers have to say about their products, so they decided to stop it. And they realize now, looking back, that it probably wasn't the best idea, and it may help encourage kids to kill animals. This is, goes in my what-the-fuck style. Why would you make candy shaped like roadkill? And what does it taste like?
Roadkill.
You know, like, possum.
Tastes like that Mexican candy that's got a lot of salt in it.
Is that that shit that you, like, put the wrapper in your mouth, too?
I don't know. We went to a Japanese restaurant last night for sushi, and they gave us, like, Mexican candy when we left. It was all salty.
I have somebody telling me that I need to go eat sushi.
You thought you got served by the Vietnamese place in the Japanese restaurant. And got
it was some freaky little white kid.
Oh, really?
Had, like, long chains and shit and a goatee.
Fuck that. I'll go to a sushi restaurant so I can have the hot Asian bitch serve me food.
So, Shady, you've never had sushi?
No. I am afraid I never have.
You are so missing out.
Yeah, you know, Natalie keeps telling me that, so I don't know.
It's probably like one of my favorite foods like ever in the world.
I don't know. You see, at my house growing up, our weekly schedule consisted of meatloaf, hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, tacos, and possibly hamburgers. That was about all
we
ever had.
Think every fucking week.
Pretty much. Our variety was very slim.
When I was growing up, our menu consisted of, like, ramen or macaroni. Eggs, when we were rich.
Can you really get along with
eggs,
macaroni, though?
Eggs. It's chicken for poor people.
That's interesting. We used to go to Alaska every year and go salmon fishing up in the, like, this creek. And, like, we'd take a salmon, and when they'd find, like, a mama, you could just squeeze the eggs out of her and just eat them.
Yep.
It was really good.
Yeah, I remember that from when I was a kid. I grew up in a salmon-rich environment. Okay, so we're really not doing good on the show thing so far.
Hey, I have two stories now, thank you very much.
Do them.
I have news articles. I'm ready to go.
So am I. I want to go. I'll tell one, then you can tell one, then I'll tell my other one. I'll tell my short one first, okay? Okay? Okay.
Okay, go!
Okay. Jesus.
Fuck!
Okay. Anyway, no, just so you know, this has, like, major bearing on everybody's life that listens to this radio show, I'm sure. So, pay very close attention to this, because this is, like, life-changing, okay? Today, something happened that was very, very different. I bought some chapstick.
Are you pulling a Paul Harvey?
What?
You were being all quiet there for a second. Are you trying to pull a Paul Harvey?
No. I told my news story.
That was it?
I did. Well, that was one of them, yes.
Dude, you're kicked off the show.
Okay. Here's an interesting technical news story off the crack of my ass. There was a submarine the Navy had, and maybe y'all read this. Maybe it was on Slash, I don't even know. But there's a submarine, and they retired it the other day. And now they've released a new one. It's called the Jimmy Carter. It's an American, obviously. Jimmy Carter was our, what did he make, sweet potatoes or some shit? He grew them? Anyway.
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter. That's the name of the submarine. Jimmy Carter was not a great conversationalist. And maybe he could talk to his buddies real well, but he wasn't really good in the international scope. Anyway, what this thing does is it's an eavesdropping submarine of sorts, and there's a bunch of cables and crap that go under the ocean for communication. And as we all know, wireless communication can be easily intercepted. So a wire is a good way of doing things. And the old way of doing wire, like you could twist them together and they'd work, but the new thing is fiber optics. And supposedly, it's rumored that this submarine can tap into fiber optic. And I'm actually studying this stuff at school right now, and fiber optics is really, really fucking cool.
Yes.
Like, it's limited by the equipment we use to put a signal into it and take it out, not by the fiber itself. Like coax, we can go as much as it can hold, and it can hold a fucking lot. But, you know, we can control it. Fiber optics is really, really awesome. And if you put fiber in, 10 years later, you can put new equipment on it and use the same fiber and get a lot better results, which is something that's really cool. That's not something that usually happens with putting wiring into a building. Anyway, fiber optic also is pretty damn secure. The phone companies, people who lay a lot of fiber, have a rule of thumb that per length of fiber, I don't know the exact rule, but it can have a certain number of breaks. After a certain number of breaks, they rip it up and they put new fiber in. And the reason this is, it's hard to splice it together because it's glass. And fiber is really hard to get into the business because everything costs so damn much to get into it. And it's really hard work hooking it together because it's glass. Like, if you hit it with your shovel digging a hole in your yard, I mean, it's glass. It's broken. And you can't really join it together without some loss. Like, you're going to lose some of the ability of your cable.
Use some duct tape.
Huh?
You can just use duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape doesn't work. But the common way of doing it is they clear all the broken bits, hook it back together, and then heat it up really quick to join it back together, because you can melt glass together. But when you do this, it's kind of wavy. And there's different types of fiber, but when you do that, it loses some signal. And actually, if you go to infonomicon.org and look at our text files, I did some leaked Microsoft Paint work the other day and actually have drawn out the three major types of fiber and how they work. So if you want to be smart, you can go look into this. Another cool thing about fiber is that when it breaks, they know. Like, you can, even if you fix it, they have a machine. My teacher was talking about this the other day. My school owns one. It's like a $20,000 machine, so we can't use it for our class. But their telecommunications people have it. And they can hook it up to a fiber line and see how many breaks it has or where exactly the break is. So let's say Berserk's talking to Shadow over some fiber, and I'm trying to tap into it. When I'm trying to melt it back together and hook it up, one, you don't have communication, and two, you can hook your little machine up if y'all had an extra $20,000 laying around that y'all spent on it, and y'all can see exactly where I was breaking into your fiber. So that's pretty hard to do, and supposedly the submarine can do this shit underwater. So they've got some pretty fucking cool technology, or they think everyone else is fucking dumb. Anyway, that's a news article.
Hey, what about
this? That's very cool.
I went to a net trip.
You know, you're cutting out very badly, and I have no idea what you're saying.
Really?
Let me reattach my antenna.
You can't hear me, or you can't hear Berserk?
I couldn't hear him. I can hear you.
Okay.
Just fine.
Great.
Which is odd, because you're on three-way with him. But anyway.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good. That's it. That was not a Verizon plug.
Did you say Verizon?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a real news story this time.
Whatever.
Hey, shut up. Anyway, no, I figured since we had our little podcasting arguments with everybody previously, I would do a story about podcasting that I found. This is pretty cool. It's just entitled, for a startup, Visions of Profit in Podcasting. Alright, the primary amateur internet audio medium known as podcasting will take a small hopeful step on Friday toward becoming the commercial web's next big thing, which I guess was yesterday. That step is planned by Odeo, a five-person startup that is based in a walk-up apartment in the city's Mission District, and was co-founded by a Google alumnus. The company plans to introduce a web-based system that is aimed at making the business of podcasting. The process of creating, finding, organizing, and listening to digital audio files that range from living room ramblings, like us, to BBC newscasts. Audio files on the internet are nothing new, of course. But the recent proliferation of portable iPods and other devices for storing and playing files in the MP3 audio format has created a mobile audience in this country, more than 11 million and growing, on whom podcasters are counting to listen to much more than downloaded songs and the occasional audiobook. The question for Odeo, and for many other entrepreneurial efforts almost certain to come, is whether there is any money to be made from podcasting. Recall that the dot-com boom was full of startups betting on one or another notion of the web's potential. But for every for every pairing like Google and keyword searching, There were dozens of broken marriages like Pets.com and online dog food sales. In podcasting, there are already a small number of commercial efforts to create audio programs, especially for listening to as mobile downloads. And there are also both hardware and software systems that make it possible to convert over the air and internet radio broadcasts for mobile storage and listening on MP3 players. One recent example is Radio Shark, a small device that sells for $70 and enables users of Macintosh computers to automatically record over-the-air programs and convert them to MP3 files for later on-the-go playback. Podcasting is going commercial.
Great. Well, thank God for people like us. It'll pay our own money just for people to listen to us.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can fight these commercial people for a little while. And all the advertising they do for themselves will just be advertising for us.
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I think there will be free podcasts forever, really. Unless they're, what I could see them doing is making it so the hardware like the iPod, for instance, that you're using, won't accept it unless something's paid for. I could see them doing some bullshit like that, but.
Of course, then somebody will have to hack that up.
I know Under Fire and Infonomicon will always have free podcasts.
No, starting next week, you have to start paying a $25 monthly fee to listen to Under Fire Radio.
Five cents a minute.
Speaking of five cents a minute.
Yeah. That's how much you charge for sex.
Huh? Actually.
Is that how much you charge for sex?
Yes, I'm just that good.
Yeah, it usually rings up to about 10 cents.
Oh. Berserk, I told you.
It's hard to make change on a nickel, but I do it.
Berserk, I told you to leave that night out of the picture.
So have you guys ever met each other in real life?
No.
Oh, no. I don't even know how we started talking in the first place.
All I know is... over the summer, one time, I got this email, like, out of nowhere. It said, hey, you want to be in a crew with me, and da-da-da-da-da-da. I was like, sure, why not? But why? And you were just like, I don't know. So.
Well, I had seen the way you had acted among forums and other things, and seemed as though you were interested in really actually learning things and going and doing things. You were interested in results, not just talking about it. And too many people in different types of crews, like this was a telecommunications investigation and use group, freaking group. And I mean, you didn't know all that much about it, but I knew you were very interested in it because you've been asking a lot of questions and you seem to actually do whatever you learned about. So that was a good thing. So usually when you get someone in a crew, they just sit there and try to get info off other people and don't do shit.
Yay. Okay.
Can I tell a funny story about Shada real quick?
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Shada's got this really cool little avatar in one of the forums I know he's in. And when he made it, he linked to it directly from some website where he had a whole bunch of personal pictures. And a friend of mine, this guy I know, was like, huh, he writes like on it, and he was like, properties, and he's like, hey, this looks like a directory that'd be cool. And he went and looked at it, has all these awesome pictures of Shada having man sex.
I remember that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Great stuff.
That was quickly fixed for some reason. I don't know.
He was wearing a purple hat and the sunglasses, right?
Oh, yes, yes. Me and Obfuscated got it on. No, actually, it wasn't so much man sex as really odd pictures of facial expressions. I have a thing for kissing odd objects and taking pictures of it, and licking odd objects, and just making weird faces and taking pictures of it. So, yeah.
All right.
Maybe I'll just open a directory somewhere and throw some of those in there for your personal enjoyment.
Speaking of finding cool directories, I found something cool today. It was a directory. And in this directory was scans of every single Playmate of the month from like 1958 to 2002. It's pretty sweet.
They're behind a couple of years.
Yeah, but still, dude, that's a lot of playlists in a month.
That is true.
And it wasn't like on any special website. It was just in, like, some guy's directory on like his like ISP's web space that they gave him.
True. That would be
but
good.
But I'm still hearing it. In fact, I'm uploading the files at this moment.
Woohoo. But yeah, so
God bless what you get.
What was that?
No. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Hey.
All right.
Well, I've got a new.
Okay.
Okay.
Do either one of y'all brush your teeth?
I don't. I refuse to brush my teeth. I think it's of the devil. It steals your soul.
Do you know the optimal time for brushing your teeth?
Like I said, I don't. Yep. So no.
Well, it's 2 minutes. That's how long you're supposed to spend brushing your teeth. Whether you have a big mouth or a little mouth, or lots of cavities or a little bit. And a lot of people have really bad hygiene because they didn't learn as children to brush their teeth. And Hasbro has a solution for this. It's a kind of technology. And they tried this by selling lollipops. They cost $10. And while you licked on them, it played music. And if you've ever taken like your headphones and held it against your mouth, you can still hear the music pretty well. Because it'll travel through, like, your bone up to your ear. And Hasbro now has a toothbrush. What's it called? I'm standing outside. It's called Tooth Tunes. And it plays a 2-minute pre-recorded pop song so that kids will brush their teeth for 2 minutes so they can jam along with the toothbrush.
So you're saying every morning before I go to work I can have Britney Spears in my mouth?
Yes.
Awesome.
That might be something worth investing in. Right there.
Yeah. Shade is going to have NSYNC all up in his mouth.
I've always wanted them there, you know.
Yeah, this Miss Duff is some woman. I'm not reading the whole article. But her quote was, she went like, wow! When it started playing some music in her mouth.
That would start me odd if it happened.
And it only works when it's pressing against your teeth.
Hmm.
So when you switch from bottom to up, it's gonna cut out for a second.
No, we need to figure out how to hook up a podcast to that. So if you brush your teeth enough throughout the week, you'll got to listen to like a whole episode of Under Fire. You get 2 minutes at a time, and it just continues on. That would work out, you know. Wake up one and start brushing, start listening to the show.
See, it's funny you mention that. I think the guy from Daily Download is actually working on that with toilet paper.
What?
Toilet paper that plays music?
Yeah.
That
he's having some trouble because it's really expensive.
In your ass or
something like that.
I mean, that would really bring a whole new, new effect to talking out your ass.
How many
cigarettes have you smoked, Berserk?
What?
How many cigarettes have you smoked so far on the show?
Three.
On number four right now.
I feel so left out. I don't smoke.
So I got to roll my own right now because I'm poor till Friday. And it being Saturday, it really fucks things up.
Are you allowed to mail cigarettes?
I don't know.
Across state lines? I'll try it. I'll put some cigarettes in with your t-shirt.
That'd be pretty cool. I was going to start up a business of buying cigarettes in Kentucky because I don't know if you noticed this, but cigarettes are really fucking cheap in Kentucky. The thing about buying them there and going up to New York and selling them, because they're like $8-$10 a pack out there or some shit like that, and they're like, you can get a carton of Camels in certain places in Kentucky for like $13-$14.
Wow.
Ooh.
You could resell it for like $100. You can make good money like that.
I was watching my brother's spring break video from like the 80s. And they found this drunk fellow. Maybe he was my brother, maybe he was someone else. But they were going to make him, they were funneling beer and pretty much videotaping breasts. And you could hear people funneling in the background. But they zoomed away from the breast for a little while to videotape this guy, this random fellow. And they were pouring all the things that they could think of into this thing, and if he could keep it down, if he could funnel it, keep it down, they were going to get him a carton of cigarettes. And, like, it was, you know, all the alcohols mixed in, you know, a little bit of beer for taste, I guess, I don't know. And right before this guy almost kills himself, he looks at everybody very seriously, and he says, "You know, that's $13. Because cigarettes were cheaper back then.
Yeah, that means they would have been like $1.30. I actually saw a sign outside of a junkyard, actually, of all places, and it said cigarettes, and that's all, you know, just said no brand, just said cigarettes, 60 cents a pack, plus tax. I have no idea why this was at the junkyard, but it was, like, on the building, like, they used to sell cigarettes and car parts. Which, I mean, is a good combination.
Well, when I was at military school, you had to have 3 packs of cigarettes. And the trick was to have a pack that you smoked out of, a pack that had, like, 2 in them. If you got caught smoking, you just turn in your pack. No one expects you to be carrying more than one. And then they only get 2 of your cigarettes instead of a whole pack. And then you had to keep a pack. And what I did is I would take some out of this pack and put in my good pack upside down so I'd know which ones they were. Of the shittiest, nastiest, cheapest cigarettes you could possibly have. I think I used to buy Always Save brand cigarettes in a big yellow pack. And that was for the people that you didn't like, or the people that you did like that were always bumming your cigarettes. Just give them one of these. Okay. And then it was amusing to let them smoke it, and you get to watch them.
They light it up thinking it's a name brand cigarette, and they're just like, "Ugh."
They're like, "What did you do to these cigarettes, man? They're bad."
Like, I cummed all over them and let them dry out. That's why they got that salty flavor.
You know, I would join you in this conversation more, but sadly, I'm not a big smoker.
So you know, what's your vice?
Everybody's doing it.
I don't know, man. I live with my grandma, who is like a extreme habitual smoker, like constantly, and I have lung cancer now. So, well, not really, but
you can always dip or chew.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll stick with
nothing like a good chaw.
I'll stick with my alcohol.
You know, where you live, Droops, is about the only place where you can have a big dip in your mouth and still pick up chicks.
See, that's funny, because people dip at school where I go.
Yeah, there's someone that does that at work. And, you know, we talk on the phones all day. He sits there on the phone with a big-ass thing chewing his mouth all day. It kind of pisses me out at the same time, though, because he's getting his nicotine fixed all day, and I'm sitting here having to wait every 2 hours to go out and smoke a cigarette.
Well, look, dip is pretty bad. I've done it. It's okay. What you got to do is you got to get some Red Man Golden Blend. Tastes like raisins. It's a little nasty putting it in your mouth, but it's good for you.
Good for you.
And actually on the front of it, it says, warning, this product is not a safe alternative for cigarettes, but the word not is right in the crease. So it kind of looks like this product is a safe alternative to cigarettes.
You know, the cigarettes I'm smoking now are Tax Class J. I know you've seen your Tax Class A, but I bet you didn't know there was a Tax Class J. So, yeah, I'm smoking Class J cigarettes. Okay, now that we've had a long talk about smoking, and I do suggest that everybody smokes at least 5 cigarettes while they listen to this show. Unless you have to go outside to do it, and you don't have, like, an iPod because you're not rich like Droops. Then, just stay inside. Think about cigarettes. I bet at this point in the show right now, everybody who smokes that has to go outside has quit listening.
We get outside and we just fucked ourselves. It felt good though, did it not?
You know what really bothers me is that you two are both in this hall for it while I'm outside. I'm the one who has no choice but to stand outside in the freezing fucking cold.
I'm in shorts and a t-shirt.
It's pretty warm. It's gotten up into the 30s this week.
I wore shorts last night.
Baseball started. It's pretty.
Yeah. Did I mention I hate you guys?
Look, buddy, you can move.
No. State says I can't.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Did you
know that? After a while, they would give me a nice place to live for about 10, 12 years.
I bet that would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Concrete walls, gotta love them. But just by the way, Jackie Chan's fan club in Australia, they have this number on their website.
Well, speaking of stuff while Shannon tries to figure this shit out, there's yet another iPod rival that's just come out.
And
even if somebody comes up with better features than the iPod and longer battery life, they still just don't make it because it's not a, a fucking iPod. And people think that they're cool. Well, there's a new one iRiver just put out. I don't know where they got their fucking name at. It's a really dumb name. But it's $280. It's called the H10. Because that's cool to call stuff H10. It sounds fast. And it's a little bigger than the iPod Mini. It holds 5 gigs instead of 4. It weighs a little bit less. It's got a color screen. It's got 4 hours longer battery life. And it's not going to beat the iPod Mini.
Why do you need a color screen in your MP3 player? I still don't know why I need a color screen on my damn cell phone.
I don't have a color screen on my cell phone.
I do. Yeah, you're right. I love it because I have Prince of Persia and other games. Like Driver 3 on my phone.
Yeah, I do enjoy playing Super Hang On or whatever the fuck it was. MotoGP. I do enjoy that. But I just
use my PDA for mobile gaming.
Yeah, see, we're not rich like you. We have the phone and the nothing else.
Yeah.
I've actually got one of my, what is it called? HP makes them. iPack. I've got one of my old iPacks is putting Linux on it. Still working on figuring all that out. And my new one I'm using for gaming.
Cigarettes, right?
What?
And you're going to throw it in there with the t-shirt and a pack of cigarettes and send it to me, right?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Surround your world with Linux.
Maybe I'll send Shedda your cigarettes just so he can learn how to smoke.
It was instruction. Don't hold them like this.
Don't hold it like this. Don't look at it the whole time you're smoking. People think you're a noob.
You get the cross-eyed thing going on. Last thing you want to do is be pegged as a cigarette noob.
No!
You have to pretend that you're not holding fire in your hand and just totally look away from it. Like you're in complete control of the fire.
You are.
See, even when you're
then
drunk.
Then I can literally be under fire.
You're really drunk? When you're really drunk and then you put the cigarette in your mouth backwards, you're not in control of it.
Or when you're really drunk and you take that second puff of lit filter.
Do you guys hear that helicopter?
Yes. It sounds like water, though.
Yeah. That would be the police. Because being that I live in Iowa, we have such a high crime rate that we need police helicopters.
They love you, Berserk.
Hey, what are their lights out? You should pull them over.
The town that I grew up in had a sheriff that had been the sheriff since, like, the 40s. Like, he was this young man as a sheriff, and then he got older and older and older. And, the greatest thing he ever did in his whole career as big, tough guy sheriff, because there's a lot of crime, you know, with cow tipping and paintball shooting at stuff, cows probably, you know, just regular, boring, small-town shit, was that someone actually was a fugitive from the police, and he went after the guy, and the guy shot at him and shot the door of his car as he was getting out, and he didn't, like, stop. He just kept walking toward the guy and shot him. And that was, like, the whole thing, his whole career. That was, like, the only high, intense moment. And then the new sheriff gets elected, and he has totally revamped the sheriff's department. They went from, like, 5 guys that could control the whole parish to they're the second largest employer in the parish. They have a helicopter. They have a bomb disposal unit. They have a mobile command. Like, it's a parish. It's not like it's New York City. They don't need a mobile command unit. They just holler to the next guy and be like, hey, that guy's over there.
For all you non-Southern listeners, a parish is a county.
In Louisiana.
Yeah, I knew. Probably Southern Louisiana.
Yeah, it is Southern Louisiana.
Once you get up north, you start getting counties again.
Everybody has counties, but Louisiana and Alaska.
I didn't know Alaska didn't have counties.
They have boroughs.
Really?
Like the donkeys?
Yeah, I know the borough has. So I called a bar the other day when I was at work. It was called the Stubborn Mule.
The what?
And it was called the Stubborn Mule Tavern, right? And I was really having a hard time not asking the guy if it's called the Jackass. Because that's just what, as soon as I saw that, I thought, Jackass.
Well, since I have no content and I'm just relating dumb stories, in Woodville, Mississippi, there is a place that's called Adair's Mobile Homes, and that's this woman named Adair has a trailer park, and she sells the trailers out of it. And their sign, they have a massive billboard, and it's like on a back road. Like, if you're going to Adair's, you know where you're going. You're not just dropping by and thinking, man, that looks good. I think I'll get me a mobile home. Anyway, their big billboard, their logo is We Kick, and there's a big donkey kicking at it. So, it effectively, it says, We Kick Ass.
That's awesome. You should take a picture of that.
And I don't think that, like, mobile homes really kick ass to enough that, like, they kick ass as compared to different mobile homes.
Man,
maybe I'm wrong.
I've seen some pretty kick-ass mobile homes.
But see, these aren't even, like, double-wide. They're, like, most of them are used.
No, double-wide, that's a house. That is a home. It's a manufactured home. That's the new word. They're not mobile homes anymore. They're manufactured homes.
Yeah, they're all trailers.
They can make, like, 30 of them bitches in a day.
Wow.
Like, they make them on an assembly line. I knew a guy that worked there, and he said, he was all pissed. He came home from work one day, and he's like, we only got 29 homes out today. Like, how many people do you got in your crew? He's like, 12.
Wow.
12 people only made 29 of them bitches in a day. And he was bitching about it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really makes you wonder, you know, when your walls are going to fall off. Boy, this has got to be our worst content show ever.
Fuck you, dude.
I mean, we got a cool guest and all that. He's entertaining, but we're going nowhere real fast.
This is true.
I'm still waiting for Shedda to make this phone call. Does it not work?
We're real fast at a low bit rate.
Hey, okay, if you guys keep talking, I can't do it because I have to go to another line, and then you guys get cut off and everything for a second. So, you're going to have to sit still for a second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, still you must sit.
He's going to fuck it up.
Hitting submit. Waiting for a call.
Penis.
I'm still here. The call has not come yet.
Penis.
It takes a while.
Say it again.
Penis.
Wow. You're very good at saying that, you know. Oh, there it is. And hello, come on, don't hang up, please.
Penis.
I came back on that one. It hung up again.
Maybe. You are not smart enough to use it.
Apparently not.
Make sure you hit the continue or whatever button after it brings that screen up, otherwise it keeps deducting minutes. To go back to the main screen.
Oh, okay, well, it has yet to deduct a single minute, so.
This hasn't made a fucking call yet.
Hey, I'm trying here, okay?
Alright, well, this is, as I said earlier, going nowhere real fast.
So, yeah.
So, what's going on over Infonomicon time?
Well, Obfuscated, still working on the whole internet thing. I'm working on the whole school thing, and today I didn't do anything with computers other than check my email, like, you know, 20 fucking times like I always do.
I worked
on my house. Huh?
Said you almost said AOL. You traitor.
Well, I do have AOL. That's what I use, man. My email address is droops. 56132@AOL.com, baby.
Very sexy.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Made that up. whoever has that email address is going to get a bunch of emails now. Thank you, traitor.
You're a pussy. Well, I worked on my deck in my yard today.
Did you tell me?
When you get old and married, you have to do that. It's a lot of fun.
I got some breaking news about one of the guys over at Phnom Penh. A rumor floating around the bush. I heard this guy named Droops is a frat boy.
Oh, yes, I heard about this, too. I didn't know whether to believe it or not, though.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Animal House?
I love
those guys. Those guys are pussies, okay? Like,
have you ever actually gotten to have a motorcycle laying around the house, though?
We had a guy my freshman year, which was like, 8 years ago, that actually had a motorcycle, and he kept it in his room.
Well, that's a good place to keep it.
Well, he didn't want to get rained on and stuff.
I used to have a buddy who kept, like, three Harleys in his one-bedroom apartment, and he lived upstairs. They didn't really like that very much when they came for their little quarterly inspections. Finally, he's like, well, I'll put something under there in case the oil leaks.
Well, speaking of, Droops is a frat boy now.
Yeah.
Because I'm drinking beer, I'll tell stories. We're planning on going to Gulf Shores, Alabama for 4th of July.
Nice place.
And none of us have any money, so we're going to camp out at the state park. And in Mississippi, your license plate has whatever county you live in written on it. And a lot of my friends are from Tennessee and other places. All have the same license plate. We're figuring we'll all go in at different times. So if somebody gets a little drunk and rowdy, we don't all get kicked out as a group. We can just say, oh, we just met that guy. I don't know who the fuck he is. But, it just works out that he's from Mississippi and we're not from the same place, see? And, we're planning on this, and there's this little guy that's trying to join the little club, and he's the epitome of a nerd. And it's kind of cool, like, he runs Linux, he's dual-booting, what's he running? Red Hat, the new one, whatever it's fucking called. For people, not actual Red Hat, it's something else.
Fedora?
They got a name. Yeah, Fedora. And, he's got glaucoma really bad. And he's like, hey, my family has a beach house down there. We can just use it. It's only got four bedrooms. And I'm thinking, this is like Animal House. That guy has a car in the movie, and they all use it.
Yep. His brother's car.
This guy just has no idea what he's opened himself up for.
See, I was thinking about joining a frat, but the problem is I don't go to college. I'd have to do it old school style. Well, you should join one when you start college. So let me get
you
a frat. Come to my college, I'll let you in.
We have this woman named Miss Glenda, who I don't know if she can really do a lot of math, but she can cook really well, and she cooks for us every day. It's just awesome food. It's the best part about being in it. It's just the meals.
I applied for a job at a sorority. Being the breakfast cook for the sorority. And I've applied to the same sorority every year because for some reason they can't keep cooks around. And, I'm not that great of a cook or anything, but I got a lot of restaurant experience, and I'm not really in it for the food. I'm just in it for being paid to hang out at the sorority house. And I think they realize that, and they keep saying no. But every year I see that ad, and without doubt, I apply, I go down to the university, and they're just like, no. Wait, I think that would be an awesome job. What do you do all day? I sit at a fucking sorority house. He's like, hey, you don't want your food spit in, you're going to have to hook a brother up.
Well, there's always the lonely girl that just got dumped if they come home early or something.
Yeah.
You got to be aiming that.
I haven't done much, or I guess you could say any, hanging out at sorority, so I don't know. I know where the houses are, though.
I've been to a few.
I assume they're sorority houses. There's a bunch of girls living there, and they've got Greek letters on them. That or they're just weird.
Don't ever go to Louisiana Tech University. They're in Ruston, Louisiana, and they have a weird law. They're really Bible Beltish down there. Like, the guy that opened up the porn store, which was perfectly legal, was arrested for moral turpitude. And in order for him not to spend you know, a couple weeks in jail while they got ready for his trial. He pled guilty, and they let him off with the stipulation that he could never argue it again, which is kind of wrong in my mind, but whatever. Anyway, they have a law against prostitutes, and the way it's written is that no more than two women that aren't related can live in a house together at the same time. So if, like, you live in an apartment with two other girls, like, you're in violation of the law, they can arrest you for prostitution.
Boy, I can see that causing lots of problems.
It's really hard to college town, but the sorority houses, they can't have people that live in them. So it's just like the sorority meeting place.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they're very progressive over in that town.
Have you figured this thing out yet, Shane? Or have you quit?
I think I've quit because it's very interruptive.
Either you quit or you didn't.
Well,
I think you quit.
I quit.
All right. You have it first. Underfire Radio exclusive. Shada's a quitter.
I'm sorry. Can you ever find it in your heart to forgive me?
Can y'all hear those dogs barking?
Yes, I can. I was about to ask about that.
The people across the street, their house is, like, set back in the lot, so their whole yard is their front yard, and you can see everything that goes on. And their dog's in heat, and all the guy dogs are hanging around just boning the shit out of her.
And you're watching, like, the Discovery.
Well, I videotaped it. That's the Phenomicon TV right there, baby.
Okay, so, do we got anywhere else to go here?
Nope. Not really. That was very
you got anything, Groups?
I don't have any more.
All right. So we talked about frat houses and roadkill.
Cigarettes.
Sheriffs. We didn't touch any topics really today. You shouldn't make candy that's like roadkill. You should buy an iPod, not an H10.
Well, the scene is how we're putting this up on Rant Radio is Infonomicon. We have to rant about something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can
find, find something you don't like, and we'll talk about it.
Well, I can rant about old people some more.
No, find something at least technical.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm sure there's all sorts of things. AOL. We could rant about AOL since Droops has it.
I'm going to re-rant on RFID.
Excellent.
I think we can all rant about this. I have figured out that I am a victim of RFID. I have an RFID card that I didn't realize was an RFID card at work. They know where I'm at, why I'm there, and what I'm doing. I'm on camera all day. There's probably recording devices around on RFID. It's really pissing me off. I really think this is, you know, heading the wrong way, and especially with the stuff going on at school, things like that. For people that haven't listened to, like, our last episode or the one before that, there's a school in California that has started requiring all students to have an RFID tag on. That way they know where they are and what they're doing at all times. They say the reason for it is because it makes it easier to take attendance. And it reduces, like, vandalism. So I think it's just their way of conditioning kids to think that it's okay to be tracked by Big Brother all the time.
Which, if you don't know, that's bad.
Yeah.
So let's just say that George Orwell was not taught in their school, huh?
Yeah, I'm guessing they're not sitting there with their RFID tag on reading 1984 doing a report on it. And I actually started rereading 1984 the other day after this month, and I started thinking more, and I don't know, I assume most people who listen to the show probably read that book, and except for Shada.
Yeah, I still haven't read that.
But I don't know if y'all did this, but whenever I read that, I start getting paranoid, dude. Herschel comes on TV, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm getting brainwashed.
Well, I don't have TV anymore.
Yeah, I pretty much don't.
Yeah, I have this nice big 22 or 23 inch TV. I don't know what it is. Sitting up, on this thing in the corner of my room. It hasn't been turned on in about 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Power to you, brother.
Power to me.
All right. Yeah. So I know Droops has some opinions on RFID tags here, RFID in general.
Okay, well, as Droop's the business student,
RFID is an awesome thing where you can streamline your shipping in your company. You can streamline your production. It makes things go faster. It's cheap. And, you know, you monitor your employees. It's great. Droop, as someone with common sense, RFID is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Barcodes are kind of bad. I don't really like them. But they're not that long. If you can't fucking scan a fucking barcode and actually see that something's there, then you're just fucking worthless. I don't know a company that's a big company that would actually benefit from RFID. They can't just afford to pay some employee to fucking walk around and scan barcodes all day. So they're just being greedy fucks and ruining it for the rest of them. I'm sure that RFID is going to come along. And I'm sure that we're all going to have stuff that's RFID. And I'm sure that people are going to build RFID jammers. But if the toothbrush that you used in the morning had a RFID tag in it and left the sum in your fucking mouth off the toothpaste and your shirt and your shoes and your wallet and your credit card all have them, they're going to be able to track you. If you have a little jammer, you're going to be the guy that's a big hole in the RFID scan, and they're going to single you out because you don't have RFID. And I think it's a horrible thing because I don't like being tracked. I like doing stuff when I want to do it. If I want to drive around and drink beer and throw bottles of street signs, I don't want to be able to trace it back to me.
I have really good aim throwing bottles at street signs while I'm driving.
I hit one last night. I was really excited. It was the only one I threw.
It's harder than you think.
And I was driving when I did it.
Yeah. Well, also, you gotta reach your left hand out and get it to the right side of the road.
I threw it over the passenger.
That's one way to do it. They seem to get pissed, though, because like, I always forget to drink that last gulp. They got a face full of my backwash and glass and shit.
It helps to have a truck that I found because you're just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And it helps a lot.
It helps when you're shooting stop signs and stuff with shotguns, too.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever do that.
Am I, like, the only redneck not on the show now?
So, do either one of y'all own a gun?
No.
Legally, no. Yes, I do.
Okay. What kind do you got?
Norinco Mac 90.
Ooh.
I assume you know what it is. For those who don't, it is a Chinese AK-47. And they're actually, in my opinion, better than AK-47.
You know the great thing about an AK-47? Why they're so popular?
Foxy Brown.
Huh? No. But, like, people that use AK-47s usually have never seen that movie. So let's rephrase this. You know why they're so popular around the world?
Okay.
It's because they suck. Like, you take an AK-47 and you pour sand on it, it's going to still shoot because it's not really built very well and there's a lot of gaps and the sand doesn't really affect it. You take a precision weapon, let's say like a M16, like what we use, you get a little sand in it, that bitch isn't going to work anymore.
M16's jam like fucking no other.
Because it's a precision, well-made.
Yeah, with the M16 you have better accuracy without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
You have to clean it. I got a buddy who came back from Iraq recently, and he was speaking with somebody from some army guy in some, I don't know, other country with different colors than us. And, pretty much, he's talking to him about he collects Mac 90. And he's talking about him, and he's like, yeah, you know, I clean it out every week. You know, and the guy freaked out. He's like, you clean your AK?
No.
And the guy's like, no, I've been in 4 wars, and I have never once cleaned it, and it's never jammed. I mean, that's a lot of war right there. There's 4 wars in 4 countries, never cleaned it.
Well, like, yeah. I have a Glock pistol in my truck. And the reason I purchased a Glock pistol is because they're kind of like a Kalashnikov, which is AK. And they're not an exact weapon. It's not a very sharpshooter pistol, but every time I pull the trigger, it's going to shoot. Like, we froze it one time, it shot. You can shoot it underwater, it shoots. You can drive over it, pour sand on it, and it's going to shoot.
Yeah.
And if I ever have to use my pistol, I'd like it to work.
Yeah. Is it a Glock 17?
It is a Glock 17, the full-size 9mm.
Yeah, I read a article about that a while back. A guy took and shot, I believe, like 500 rounds on a dirty Glock. Took it, covered it in sand for a day. He was in Hawaii. Put it like in like some of the beach sand there, like wet sand. Then he took it out to a like a deep sea buoy, tied it to the bottom of the buoy, and left it there for a year and a half. Took it out, took it back, shot it without cleaning it out, and it was like only off by like a percentage of like a millimeter or something like that from the firing it was able to be before, and fired with no problem. After a year and a half of being in salt water with sand on it, and after shooting like 500 rounds.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably not going to happen with all of them, but I mean, in my opinion, that's pretty fucking badass.
The 17 was the first one they built, and they built it like that. And the rest of them were kind of not as durable. But, I mean, I don't care if you have a, you know, a 45, and it doesn't fucking shoot, my little 9mm is going to whoop your ass. And also, it holds 17 bullets now that the Brady Bill is not in effect. And if you're in America, you know what that is. And if you're not, they had some stupid law that you can only have 9 or 10 bullets in your gun, which is fucking stupid.
Now that's
if you're allowed to have 10 bullets, you might as well have 17.
I like the way our state laws are here. Anything that was made before the ban, you can still use.
Like, yeah, I think that's national.
Yeah, it might be. I know there's actually a I don't know how they got by this, but I was at a store the other day, and they have a pre-ban Tech 9 with a muzzle or a flash suppressor and a silencer. And everything's pre-ban on it. It's automatic. It's legal.
And the other awesome thing about a Glock is it has a safety, but the safety's on the trigger. So pretty much if you pull the trigger, you disable the safety.
Right on. I've never really
liked that
Glock too much. I like Timbers.
Yeah.
My buddy's got a really nice Timber Eclipse 45, and it's just beautiful.
I also have a rifle for hunting deer. I'm from the South, and that's what we do all the time. And I don't put sand on it. It's a very precision weapon. It's a 30-06. It didn't get shot much, because I never see deer, because I'm always sleeping off my drunk instead of deer hunting.
Yeah. One thing is really just drinking with guns.
Yeah. And I've got a 12-gauge, what is it? It's 1180, it's Winchester, and 3-inch shells. It's really nice shotgun.
In other words, if you were thinking about starting a fight with a radio show, Underfire and Infonomicon are not the show to deal with.
Well, if you start a fight, you can start with me because I don't own a gun or a weapon of any sort.
Add it to.
Yes.
You probably don't even like guns, do you?
What?
I can see you being the I don't like guns type of person.
No, I don't really care personally. They just hold no interest to me.
Wow, I can't imagine that. Guns are like the coolest fucking thing ever.
I don't know. I'm not big on that. But I think I'm going to have to cut this out, because, you know, we have 3 minutes till our 80-minute mark.
Have we? All right. We actually did it.
We did it.
Wow.
Okay, so we ended on...
guns.
Yeah, I don't know how we got in that conversation, but...
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
There's a popular bumper sticker around here that says people with guns are citizens and people without guns are subjects.
Hey.
And I think that's kind of neat. Well, no, not specific people, but a group of people. Like, if you're allowed to have guns in your country, you're probably not a subject.
Yeah.
So, fuck you, you Canadian bastards.
All right, are we done with the show now?
I think so. So we're going to do shouts and then, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that part of the show. I forgot about everything on this show. I want to apologize for everybody for me being such a dumbass. But shouts, I'm going to shout to Droops. And I'm going to shout to the interweb connected obfuscated on Infonomicon Radio. And to Natalie for being hot and British. Having big tits that she won't show me unless I buy her a computer, which is not going to happen. And, I'm going to shout out to alcohol and titties. And that's
it. You're such a male.
All right, okay. Shanna, go ahead.
okay, first of all, I would also like to shout out to Droops. Thank you, Muttley. for being the second choice. What else? I would also like to shout out to nice old people, because they're cool. I think that's about it.
Okay, I'd like to make a shout out to Mr. Dual Parallel. And I don't think he listens to this show particularly. But thank you for doing the constant thing that was RFA, where you did it every week. I know you missed a couple weeks, whatever. It's a really hard thing to do a radio show, as y'all know. And people that listen have probably heard host bitch about it before. I'm having a lot of trouble doing Infonomicon. It's hard to do it by yourself. And I'm glad that Berserk and Shadow called me up and said, hey, do our show, dude. It's cool. It's fucking awesome. And I'd also like to make a shout to Shedda and Berserk, because they have a pretty good little show here. Even though they don't talk about anything, they're funny.
Thank you.
Hey, humorous.
Oh. We will have content someday soon.
One day.
And shouts to Obfuscated. Come on, buddy. We got to do Infonomicon whenever you're ready. Give me a call. And shouts to my wife for putting up with all this crap for this whole time.
Yes, thank you. Groups, hot wife.
All right, do we have a...
Actually, y'all talk to her for just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
We finally have a girl on our show.
Amazing.
All
right. Recording our radio show.
Your show is awesome.
Oh, have you listened yet?
Oh, yes. I listen all the time.
Oh, thank you.
You're from Tennessee?
Yeah, I listen to y'all show in Phenomicon because Streets is so hot.
He is hot.
Y'all are great.
Yes, he's very good in bed, too.
Yeah. Hey, if Andrew... Ooh, I'm going to say your name. Okay, if a group ever puts naked pictures of me on the internet, make sure y'all get those off for me.
Okay.
You can't trust him.
Okay.
We all know that.
I will make sure to be all over it.
You can't trust him. You can't trust
him. And I will be better in him for you.
There is naked pictures. We know it now.
That's awesome.
I don't have to cut my name out or anything. I've said it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should have her send us the pictures.
I don't have to pay
her. Yeah. I think we'll send you the boob picture later, okay?
Oh, okay. Just make sure you're in it, too.
Yeah.
All right, so we've now had a girl on the show. Actually, there's two different female voices on this show today.
Oh, my God. One of which sounded like she was, like, 10, though.
Yeah, and the other one sounded hot, because she is.
Oh, yes.
Yes, she is.
Tell your wife I want her.
Yeah.
And no.
I would totally do your wife, dude. But being that you got all them guns, and I only got one.
I'm not scared of his guns.
All right, well, do we have a douchebag of the week? Yeah, Shedda, because he doesn't know how to work a fucking phone.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm going to say our douchebag of the week is Under Fire Radio.
Oh, yes. I hate that show.
This was a god-awful show, in my opinion. Oh, and you know what we didn't do? We didn't pimp our email. Email@underfireradio.com.
Email@underfireradio.com.
Droops@infonomicon.org.
Yes, yes. And if you want to email me personally, Shedda, Scheda, @underfireradio.com.
And it's Berserk, Bizurke, @underfireradio.com. Make sure to visit our forums at forums@underfireradio.com. I got confused there.
And
forums@underfireradio.com.
Yes. And
we have, like,
if you haven't realized it yet, our website is underfireradio.com, so go there.
Roger that.
Yes. And do we have
Infonomicon.org.
They're cool. They're cool people there.
You guys are forgetting me here.
I heard Bruce has a little bit of an affiliation there, somehow.
Because he pays a lot of money for that.
I'm sure he does. Quite a bit. But anyway, so do we have any closing music this week that we know of? Oh, wait. We got that email from the band, didn't we? Yes. Oh, by the way, I'm going to read that right now. Hold on. We got an email from...
Hey, I just want you all to know I just shot one of the dogs that's pumping that dog with my slingshot.
Slingshot.
All right. There is a band in Czechoslovakia, a punk rock band, where they call themselves the Garage Band, named Under Fire. And I emailed them asking if it's okay to play their music on the air. And they're all for it. So you're going to read their email.
So yes, I'm gonna read the email. Anyway, hello. Thanks for your interest in our band, and it's really funny to have the same name. For sure, you can use our songs in your show, and here are some informations about our band. Under Fire are a garage punk band from Czech Republic. Our music is influenced by old punk rock, garage rock, and early American hardcore. Our lyrics are mostly influenced by boredom of suburban life, as well as by some B-movie horror stories. Original lineup of the band started in 1998. But after some major lineup changes, the current face of the band has begun during spring of 2003. During next few weeks, we will have out our first full-length record on prog-based punk label Emergency Records. During autumn, we are planning to record new EP with 6 to 7 songs. So that's it for now. Let me know if you want to hear something more. Take care. Your Martin, Suicide, and Underfire.
Wow.
He has very good English for a... Check.
Well, they actually, if you listen to the music, they don't sound foreign at all.
No, they don't.
Then again, they think punk rock, so who knows?
Yeah, so I'll throw up a song on there. I don't know which one yet, though.
I will listen to some, and I'll make the choice.
Okay.
I prefer my choice of music over yours.
Hey, shut up.
All right, well, that's it.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay.
We're going to kill this bitch.
Oh, yes. So. Bang, bang.
Don't stop. Yeah.